The State Department confirmed yesterday that Secretary of State Colin Powell will boycott the UN World Conference Against Racism, which begins Friday in Durban, South Africa. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the United States is opposed to making Israel a target for criticism.
All along, we've stated our concern about several critical elements, and you heard very clearly from the president on Friday that the elements that most concerned us and bothered us at this point were the offensive language about Israel and the singling out of Israel in many of the conference documents. Worked very hard to get rid of this, but we haven't at this point been able to do that. It's clear to us now that the Secretary will not go to this conference.
The State Department spokesman left open the possibility that the United States will still send a lower-level delegation to the racism conference. Commentator Joe Davidson says that by keeping Secretary Powell away from Durban, the Bush administration is missing an opportunity to demonstrate genuine concern for fairness and equality.
The White House is sending the message that racial discrimination and xenophobia, the subject of the international gathering, mean little to the United States. The administration has expressed two major concerns. It says criticism of Israel in the draft documents prepared for the meeting is offensive. But the draft declaration does not equate Zionism with racism, as has been reported. The draft language has been relaxed to say the Zionist movement is based on racial superiority. This still is too much for the White House and many other friends of Israel. Also, conference documents do not hold nations that benefited from slavery, such as the United States, liable for reparations as the United States had once feared. Instead, the issue now is couched in official calls for increased development assistance to poor countries. In both instances, conference organizers made genuine attempts to address Bush administration demands. What gets lost are the many points of agreement that the administration shares with conference participants. Even concerning Israel, the draft declaration also expresses deep concern in the increase in anti-Semitism and hostile acts against Jews around the world. The White House objections concerning the language about Zionism should not be enough to keep Powell away. Israel is not the only issue at the conference. Neither Israel nor any other country should be above criticism in a sincere attempt to examine and learn from the past. And if Powell were in Durban, he could provide strong leadership in producing language more acceptable to Washington. Powell standing as a proud black man who made it through a racist system would be a testimony to what is possible when racism is challenged. Ironically, some of the activists who wanted Powell to attend might benefit by his absence. Without him, the conference might more easily embrace points the Bush administration rejects. The Bush administration should use the meeting to demonstrate concern for the many forms of intolerance and bigotry that run rampant in the world. By not sending Powell to Durban, President Bush runs the risk of looking like a spoiled brat who will only play by rules that ensure victory. That is not leadership.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a columnist for BET.com.